The Sláintiúil Care Implementation Advisory Council is to ask Minister Stephen Donnelly to extend its term of office to the end of the year. Their term is due to expire at the end of October. The council will also write to the head of the HSE and to the Secretary General of the Department of Health seeking a meeting. A meeting last week with Health Minister Stephen Donnelly was described as disappointing by Council Member Liam Doran, and we'll hear from Mr Doran later on in the programme. Speaking on RTE's Primetime last night, Dr Anthony O'Connor, another member of the Sláintiúil Care Implementation Advisory Council, said the project is in trouble.
The project is greatly imperiled at the moment, and we think it's a moment of crisis. Our term is due to run out at the end of the month, and we have tonight offered to the Minister that we're willing to extend that to the end of the calendar year, should he so desire and take us up at that offer. I think that the project is in trouble now, and I think it needs the less upheaval the better, and we're certainly willing to stay on and to advise and to try everything we can to make this work for the people of Ireland. There needs to be a public demonstration, I think, of how committed we are to Sláintiúil Care. I mean, by that, I don't just mean the minister, I mean a whole of government and a whole of civil service approach. And I think people are rightly rocked back on their heels a little bit by two very high profile resignations in quick succession. And I think, you know, to lose council at the same time would be a blow. But obviously, that's a decision that's in the domain of the minister.
And that's Dr. Anthony O'Connor, who's a member of the Advisory Council. Let's talk now to our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. And he, Fergal, and others have said that the project is in trouble. We know Professor Tom Keane, when he resigned, was, we're told, frustrated with the pace of change. Also, the resignation of Laura McGahey. But are we any closer to a fuller picture of why they decided to quit at this time?
Well, and neither Laura McGahey, who was executive director of the reform programme, nor Sir Tom Keane have spoken publicly about their decision to quit. But they have set out their reasons in their respective letters to the Minister for Health, and we have those. In his letter, Professor Keane is very stark with his words. He said that the requirements for implementing the unprecedented programme for change were seriously lacking. He also said that what he termed the fundamental failures of governance, accountability and commitment made any chance of success impossible. Laura McGahey set out the areas where she was unhappy with the slow pace of reform as she saw it in establishing the planned six regional health authorities, largely autonomous bodies, cutting waiting lists and rolling out e-health technology in the health system. So those resignations letters were shared with the Sláintiúil Care Implementation Advisory Council last Friday in that virtual meeting with the Minister for Health after those surprise resignations.
But Fergal, do we know why in those letters did they set out why or where they were encountering these blockages and why they couldn't get past them?
Well, I think we're getting a better picture of that probably from the Sláintiúil Care Implementation Advisory Council itself. I mean, there seems to be a suggestion of resistance or obstruction to progress for whatever reason from whatever quarters in relation to progress on what is the biggest reform plan that health has ever seen. And given what's happening now, it appears to be in big trouble, having lost the confidence of many members of the council. That letter signed by 10 members last night, and also then those key people tasked with driving it through who have significant reputations.
Mm. And we're hearing, you know, words like the programme is now in peril, it is the only game in town. And we were also told, Fergal, that a number of the actions within Sláintiúil Care had already been moving forward. But can you just let us know of some of the promises of Sláintiúil Care and what progress, if any, really has been made?
Well, of course, it's a 10-year plan, and it came out of that all-party report on the future of healthcare published in May 2017. So it promises universal healthcare, a single-tier health system, free at the point of delivery for all, free GP and hospital care, and an end to private practice in public hospitals. There's to be a shift away from hospital care towards building up more primary care and GP care and more services in the community for people. And it also promised to cut hospital waiting lists, to build new hospitals in Dublin, Cork and Limerick just for planned procedures, and put more beds in place. So that most recent published progress report, which was published really in the days following those surprise resignations, said that of 112 deliverables, which is the term used in the report, 84 were on track, 25 face minor challenges and three face significant challenges. The significant challenges being, firstly, setting up those six regional health authorities, two, cutting waiting lists and getting the technology rolled out in the health service to make it as modern as possible.
And this council now, which includes Dr. Anthony O'Connor that we heard from there, and also Liam Doran, and we'll hear from him later on, they want to stay in place.
They do. They've described this as a moment of grave crisis for the report, and they're writing to the minister to have their term of office extended. The 3-year council term, you know, is due to end next month, so they're conscious of that. So I think with the time left, they're going to try and use that to advocate. In the statement signed by those members, they said that Sláintecare was never intended to be about one office or one office holder, and to work requires a whole of government approach with buy-in from across the political spectrum and encompassing the civil and public service from the top down. And they noted with particular alarm the statements in the public domain from Professor Tom Keane. And so the council said it's very anxious that this episode should prompt a deep reflection on the events that led to it and a redoubling of efforts to implement the Sláintecare reforms. But they said they've as yet had no engagement from the department on whether it's intended that the council would be reappointed, or if a new council with new nominees would be convened, or whether or not it's envisaged that even the council structure has any role any longer in the project. So those are the fundamental concerns.
OK, and letters too from them to the head of the HSE and to the Secretary General of the Department of Health. More on this coming up after eight. For now, thank you very much, Fergal Bowers.